Today's daf is daf chet, and we're right up at the very beginning of the Yesterday we already analyzed in advance some of the elements of this Mishnah when we were talking about what exactly the meaning is, the difference between a Kabbalah, which is separate Nazirut, one Nazirut, how long it is, whether there's a difference, whether the things can be separated, or whether they're just units, but they're not really separated units. All of that discussion we had yesterday, but we didn't get into the Machlokas Rebbe and the Tanakhama, which the mission now is going to tell us. So somebody mentions a shir, which is an unknown shir. We made the distinction yesterday between an unknown shir, where we don't say the logic that we said in the previous Mishnah. What he really is just saying is an emotional statement. And, oy, Bob, oy, this is really a difficult kind of thing. That we only say where it was an alternative to give the number. If you wanted to give a number, give the number. But where you can't give the number, you're talking about Kechol Hayam, obviously we're not going to take the approach that what he meant was a kvetch. What he meant was indeed an endless series of Nizirut, according to the Tanakhama, which mostly, as we pointed out yesterday, is the same as being in a zero lam. In other words, every 30 days is Megaleach. It's not exactly the same because it's a complete Giluach, and it's definitely 30 days, not dependent on the previous Machlokas. Karbon is every time. This guy's got a lifetime of excitement ahead. So that's the Tanakhama. But Rebbe says if a person uses the word Nazir, same way Rava said yesterday, if a guy says Nazir Echad, this is Nazir Echad Gdolah, he said, right? That was, according to Rava, the Pirush of the entire Mishnah. It was always talking about Nazir Echad. Same way we understand if the person specifies Nazir Echad, that obviously we're not going to say means a series of separate Naziriot. So too, says Rebbe, the word Nazir can't mean separate Naziriot. It means one long Nazirut, is what it's talking about. A long Nazirut kisaroshi. In other words, what he's saying is, I want to be a Nazir for the rest of my life. So, ein ze megaleach achat l'shloshim yom. Ein ze megaleach achat l'shloshim yom. That's not called a serial Nazir. You know what a serial Nazir is? Where a guy would say, hare alai, and he uses the word Nazirot, or Naziriot. Some have the girsa. So that his neder is not for Nazir. Some read this as Nazirut, which I don't think is correct. Because Nazirut is also one Nazirut. Well, Sidi Gemara uses it that way. I would suggest the correct pronunciation is Nazirot, or to take the Malachet Shlomo's Girsa, which is Naziriot, which is the way usually multiple Nazirot are referred to. And over there, I mean, it's possible. Look, I can't prove that Nazirut would be wrong, but it definitely we use the word Nazirut to mean a single Nazirut. I'll show you. I mean, a Nazirut, single Nazirut, just like Nazir. So, in any event, if he uses the multiple, then we could say it's separate Nazirut. But if he says Nazir, one Nazirut, so then it's long, just a long Nazir, which makes a tremendous difference because he can never be make a basaro, he can never be galeach, and basically never brings his korbanos because his life runs out before the whole ayam runs out. So memela is major nafkamin between Rebbe and the Tanakhama. So izel megaleach achat l'shloshim, omer arei alay nazirot kesaroshi uchafar aretz kol ayam. Now suppose a guy says an ambiguous statement. Reini Nazir Melo HaBayit or Melo HaKupa, by the way, somehow the Lashon Melo Chavit, which makes more sense because a Chavit and a Kupa usually go together. A Bayit and a Kupa doesn't go together. But in any event, what does it mean when you say full? It's a full house. Full house of what? Elephants? A full house of mustard seed? There's something of a difference between them. You can only fit in 20 elephants, but you can fit in a couple million mustard seeds. I mean, what is the guy referring to over here? So what we do is, in that case, is we ask him, But what exactly were you referring to? Because the truth is, we can't say that the Lashon is not a Lashon of Nezirut. The Lashon is certainly a clear-cut hafla'a in terms of the Kabbalah Nezirut. Now we need to understand what the Kavana was, because it's mitparesh in a number of different ways. So if the guy, but if the guy says, Imamar, achat gedol la nazarti, what he was saying is, oy, boy, I feel like I'm holding all house on my head. That's all that I meant to say. So then, Enochinami, he's a Nazir Shloshim Yom, like anybody who would have said a Lashon like that, me, Atsof Olam, like we saw yesterday. It's an emotional statement. But if he says, I don't know exactly what I meant. I meant a Nezirut. I mean, I wasn't complaining, but I didn't even know exactly what. It's however the Chachamim will say, whatever that Lashon means, I'm open. So in that case, we have to consider the possibility that he might have meant even a house full of mustard seeds. So if that's the case, then we look at it, ro'ina takupa, kilu hi meleya chardal, v'nazir ko yamav. In that case, he's going to have to be a nazir for the rest of his life, according to the Rabbanan, separate naziriyot, according to Rebbe, one long naziriyot, because he said nazir. But in any event, this is basically the machlokas that we had is the equivalent of Sa'ar Roshi. Except that over a year, if you would have said, well, I clearly meant the number of pumpkins that this thing will hold, you know, which is not too many, so then he can be Mefarish as Lashon. When you say Kechol Hayam, you can't exactly be Mefarish as Lashon. So we have an additional case over here where it's specific enough to be chal, that's hafla'a, but open enough to require his interpretation. Hareini nazir mikan v'ad makom ploni. And remember, we learned yesterday that this case he's talking about, we was actually on the road, which is why we don't look to the other criteria that we looked to yesterday and now as well. Why don't you say? Why don't we look at it as just a complaint? It's like, oi, boy, boy, it's like from here to Timbuktu. It's talking about the reaction it was going to Timbuktu. He was on the road to Timbuktu. So in that case, we understand, as Tosa said yesterday, that it means that he wants the protection of Nezirut, basically along the way, and then Enochinam. Omdim kama yamim mikan ad mokum ploni. If that turns out to be less than Shloshim Yom, he's a Nazir anyway, Shloshim Yom. Because even if he had been Mekabel, the Feirush in Nezirut for less than 30 days, it wouldn't have helped. He would have ended up being a Nazir L'Shloshim Yom. Imla, but if it turns out to be longer, so then Enochinami is a Nazir Kiminyan Hayamim. What he means is the number of days that it takes to get to that place. Now suppose a guy says, already Nazir Kiminyan Yimot HaChama, 365, basically. Now, L'Chora, this is dependent in the Machlokas, Rabbi and the Rabbanan. Was it 365 consecutive Naziriyot? Or, according to Rabbi, one long Nazirut of 365 days, because he said already Nazir. Right? Says Rabbi Yehuda, look, you should know that Ma'aseh HaYad was, in fact, a Ma'aseh like this. And Kivan Shishli Meit, when a guy finally finished his Naziris, he dropped dead.
What a waste.
So what's interesting is that obviously, he's not just telling us a cute story. If I'm telling you with a pillar, you know, when the guy finally finished, what do you mean finally finished? If it would have meant a regular Naziris at 365 days, what's a check say finally finished? It's like any other Naziris. He finished his way. And the big thing is he dropped dead. I mean, obviously this guy was a Nazir for over 30 years. Because it was 365 separate Shloshim Yom Naziriyot, right? So then already it's a story. You got a mice over here. They were b'chayiv and to do again and again. Kivach Yishlim, when he finished the number of required Naziriyot. So then already he's looking forward to finally retiring. Then he drops dead. But then already the mice is saying something. So in other words, what Rabbi Yehuda understands us to be learning from his Maisa is that the halacha is like the Tanakhama, not like Rebbe, right? Because according to Rebbe, there's nothing to say. A guy died after a year. No, so he died after a year. So. But the point of here is that we don't look at it as one long Nezirut. Says the Gemara, Ro'im et ha-kupah Let's look at that container or the house as if it's full of mustard seeds. And now he's going to be a Nazir for the rest of his life. Why? Why can't we say that we should look at it as if it's filled with elephants or large pumpkins? How many? I mean, what's the big deal? So then he'll keep whatever, 10 pumpkins, one elephant. So he'll keep it as he root.
How big was the elephant?
He'll keep it as he root, whatever it is. And why are we making this guy a Nazir forever? I mean, why not? Why shouldn't we go to Chumra? Because as we had back in the dorm, as Tosis points out, the Suffolk Naziris is Lohakel. If we have a question, how to be Mephara Shalosh? Because we had the same thing here. We said Suffolk the dorm Lohakel, Suffolk Nazirut Lohakel. So if that's the case, why before did we have all of these things where the guy says, Mikan Bat Sofa Olam, where over there we had two possibilities. We had the possibility of, in the end, we say, that it was just an emotional expletive, oy la voy, or it means can become that so far. Now, there the Gemara asks, why isn't he a Nazir mikanat so far? Why is he a Nazir only for 30 days? Isn't that the opposite? Over there we're asking, why are we machmer? Here we're saying, why are we mekel? Pick up your mind. Are you supposed to be machmer or mekel? I mean, how can one Gemara ask, why isn't he a Nazir forever? Why is he only a Nazir for 30 days? No, the other question, why is he a Nazir forever? Why shouldn't he be a Nazir only 30 days? That's the pshat. Says Tazis on. The given is Safak Nazir Slahaka, because that's what we said in the Dorim. However, in that case, where the man said, Mikam Bat Sofa Olam, an emotional expletive is not usually one of the options we consider. We consider what the language means. So the Gemara at that point wasn't ready to recognize that there was an option. That's what I was saying. I don't understand. How is from here to eternity mean 30 days? That's crazy. So there, you know, Hinami, if I don't have an alternative, then I don't say something as your slaughter, obviously.
He's living with his mother.
But that's the Gemara's teretz.
His mother-in-law?
Yeah. Well, same thing. Yes, exactly. Yeah. Okay? So that's how Tosis explains the difference. So in any event, why not look at the dancing elephants and the magic pumpkins? Says the Gemara Amar Chizkiya, the truth is that this is a major machloket. The machloket shnuya. Remember that you're going to have to take into consideration another very serious issue, which is, if Lumaisa, we don't know what the guy means, he's up the creek without a paddle. Because suppose he meant a house full of dough. A house full of dough is one nazirut. A bucket full of dough is one nazirut. There's not even multiple nazirut, right? But what's going to happen when he finishes now his first nazirut? And he goes ahead now and has to start a second nazirut. How's he ever going to finish his second Nazirut? He's going to come now to the base of Mikdash. He's going to say, gentlemen, I have a Suffolk, maybe I'm a Nazir. Really now? Well, enjoy your Suffolk for the rest of your life, because you can't bring a carbon, because maybe it's full of Nazar. So what do you think you're going to be able to do now? So that means that by creating this ambiguous language, the guy has been Machnis Atzmo LeSafek. You remember we had in the Dorim. Major machlokas about whether an Adam is machlis, that's what it's a fake, that makes life worse than if he had made it a vaday. So actually, this whole sugi about why would we say now that it's talking about mleyach hadal is indeed totally in that machloket. It's going on, leave it to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, Adam machnis et atzmo ledavar shesfeko chamur mivada'o. In this case, the suffix is going to be worse than even if he had stipulated, I mean a million seeds of mustard. If he meant a million seeds of mustard, he wouldn't have a problem because he could always be Megaleah. Over here, he's going to be a Nazir for the rest of his life without the option of being Megaleah. So, therefore, he's going to end up worse than he was before. So what do you do? Mm-hmm. Oh, ho.
He says Shalom is on the way to the verse.
It's a good excuse, Barnea, but I have a feeling it's just Agav. You happen to pass by the Kisei Shel Eliyahu, not bring it. Therefore, it's fully irrelevant to the current situation, which is Chamur Ad Ma'od. That's true, that's true. Okay, so where do we see this? Machlokes. The Machlokes is a famous Machlokes that's based on this bright at the time. Harini Nazir Al Manat, Shehebe Krizet Meyakur. I'm a nazir on condition that there's 100 kur in that kri. So somebody's been telling him, oh man, that guy's barn holds 100 kur. Well, if that holds 100 kur, I'll be a nazir. Or a monkey's uncle. And what happens? They go to measure it. Alright? Let's see. And what do you think? Somebody walked off with the whole contents. Or burnt down the barn. So somebody walked away with the kri. So it was Nimsa Shinignav or Shabbat. A little bit hard to lose something of that size, huh? So Rabbi Shimon says, well, since you don't know whether he's a monkey's uncle or not, he's going to have to now be a Nazir. Shesafik Nizirut Lachmir. That's Rabbi Shimon Shita. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. The guy obviously did not mean to put himself into a position. And think about it. When he says, I'll be a monkey's uncle if. So that means now Mitzara Sufik, I'm a monkey's uncle. No. It doesn't mean that. It means, look, if we could have found out, I'm ready to be a Nazir. I'm certainly not going to sit here thinking maybe it was, and therefore I should be a Nazir. A person's not mocking himself into a suffix, which is even going to be worse than the Vadai. So he holds, therefore, in this case, there's no problem at all. It's Matir Shesuffix Nazirut Lakel. This enters into the general aloha of Suffix Nazirut Lakel. Says Rabbi Yochanan, it's not true. This is not dependent on the Machlokes Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. In this case, even Rabbi Yehuda, who says a person is not machlis himself into a problem, he would be made in this case that he's in big trouble. Why? Because hatam lo nachit lei the nazirut. Over there, what all Rabbi Yehuda is saying is, do you really think the guy meant to become a nazir if he doesn't know if he's supposed to be a Nazir or not, and then now maybe be a Nazir for the rest of his life because he's going to have a suffix? Can he bring a carbon Naziris or not? Of course, it's not what he meant. But that's because he never meant to be a Nazir at all. In our case, the minimalist approach to what the kupa is filled with is dough, let's say, right? One Nazirut, it's full of dough. There's not separate pieces, okay? So over there, he's definitely a Nazir. Now, the question is, how does he get out of the Nazirut? That's the question. How he gets out of the Nazirut? Oh, now you don't say there's something Nazirut like hell. See, what are you talking about? If we're talking about over here, the number of possible Nazirut, as soon as he finishes the first Nazirut, he's now in the same situation as the other case. He's not sure whether he wants to be a Nazir again, so then something Nazirut is like hell. Why are you telling me he definitely became a Nazir, now he's going to get out of a Nazir? He got out of the Nazir, he brought his karbonis. Now you're saying, but maybe he meant a whole pile of elephants. Good, so then he's got to keep another Nazirut. But it's a suffix. You just said, in order to make yourself a Nazir, guy's not going to be nachas atzmo a suffix. So what kind of answer is that? Is that a reasonable answer? Am I low? What do you mean there's no way to get out of it? You're saying, how can nachit le nazirut? You became a nazir, but now, but my lesalukim, how are you supposed to get out of your nazirus? What does that mean? Amai lo lechazi lekupa kilo melehel kishur milu. Why not? Let's just look at this kupa, lechazi lekupa, that it's filled with pumpkins. No, in which case, if it's filled with pumpkins, so now to have it like takata, I don't understand. You're saying it's a suffix Naziris Lahakel. That would be the suffix Naziris Lahakel. You're saying it's not Nachis le Naziris at all. Well, then let him not be a Nazir. No. You don't understand over here. Did you think that we meant that the guy was Makabel on himself? Separate Naziriyot? That's what you thought. What? Asal Gadai le Nazirut of the Kabel Alei. You thought over here that the issue was that it's the 1, 2, 3 serial nazirut, because you're assuming that Rabbi Yehuda holds like the Tanna Kamma, and that when you have a bunch of different items, each one represents a separate nazirut. So therefore, you got a problem. Maybe it means the kupa full of dough. Let him be a nazir once, and now the second time, we're stuck once again by saying, why don't we just say lahakel, the way Rabbi Yehuda says. But that's not what Rabbi Yehuda holds, you see. Rabbi Yehuda holds over here, but that's not the case. Because it's over here going like Rabbi Yehuda Sarvala Karebi. Rabbi Yehuda actually holds like Rabbi that since he used the word, the Nazir Kimalei Kupa, so Rabbi Omer Ein Zemigalei Akachat L'Shloshim Yom. If you use the word Nazir, it's the same as saying a single Nazir. So he does not do a Giluach at the end of every 30 days. The only case would be Megaleach every 30 days, Zeze Shevgaleach on the Shoshim Yom, where a guy says, Arealai Niziriot Kisaroshi Uchafaretz Gefolayam. That's the explanation. So, once again, we thought initially that we're talking about multiple Niziriot. So we said, why in the world would be Mefarshit Lechumra? Let's say that he's got a Takon and will be Mefarshit Lekula. Oh, says the Gemara, it's going on Libra Rabbi Shimon, who holds that Adam is Makas, that's philosophic. No, actually, says the Gemara, could go up to Rabbi Yehuda as well. Because only when you never meant to be a Nazir at all, like the case of the monkey's uncle. So over there you say he's not Makas, that's philosophic. But in a case like this, where he's definitely going to be a Nazir, now the question is, how's he going to stop being a Nazir? There, you got a problem, even a little bit of Rabbi Yehuda, you're going to have to be Machmer on it. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? What's the problem? The problem is it one Nazir, two Nazirs, or a million Nazirs? Okay, so you'll keep the one is finished. Now what? Now you're in the same position of being a monkey's uncle. We don't know whether you're meant to be a Nazir again or not. That's exactly the same as starting off with the other case. If you hold that you're Machmer, that's philosophic, so that he is, if not, not. So what are you telling me? It works out a little bit of Rabbi Yehuda? Answers the Gemara, we're not talking about multiple Naziriot. Actually, Rabbi Yehuda agrees with Rabbi, which we're going to ask in a moment. How could Rabbi Yehuda agree with Rabbi, since he's the one that brings the raya about the guy who dropped dead after his 30 years of multiple Naziriot? We'll ask that in a moment. But assuming for a moment we can get away with this, that Rabbi Yehuda actually holds a Rabbi, so then, if that's the case, he's no multiple Nazir is all, perhaps a 30-day Nazir, perhaps a 32-day Nazir, assuming it was elephants. Perhaps he's a 70-day Nazir, assuming it was pumpkins. Perhaps he's a 3-million-day Nazir, assuming it was mustard seed. So over there, once he starts the Nazirut, he's got to show when he gets out of the Nazirut. Even Rabbi Yehuda's made it to that. What do you mean? Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi. Rabbi Yehuda's the one who doesn't hold of Rabbi. Right here in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda is the one who does it all to Rabbi. You're telling me Rabbi Yehuda holds a Rabbi. Rabbi Yehuda, Misavalak to Rabbi. Let's not read the rest of the Mishnah. Cases already Nazir Kiminyani Motachama. Guy says, I want to be a Nazir like the days of the solar year. So Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says, well, it was a Maisa. Kimachi Shalim Mate. When he finally completed the whole series of what they told him he had to do, then he drops dead just as he's about to retire from the Zirut. Say, Yam it Bishlaim and the Zirut come Kabbalale. Bishlaim, if you're gonna tell me that there were multiple Naziriyot, okay, Hainu Taima, the Kiva initially made. That would explain why he's saying it took so many years, it was over 30 years, till he was able to complete these multiple Naziriyot, because 365 months is a long time. So that makes sense, but that's only true. I'll leave it at Tanna Kamma. Elayim etchad nizirut kabil aluya. If you're going to tell me it's all one nizirut, so then mi havi hashlama. What's the lashon hashlama? What? There's no hashlama klal. There is no hashlama. It's mushlam when it's finished. It's over. Kimachi shlim. He doesn't do anything to be mashlim. He started nizirut. Nizirut is over. What's the lashon of hashlama? Not to mention, even if you want to say that a passive Hashlamah is also Hashlamah, what's the meaning of this story? And when he finished the year, he died. Great. wonderful news. You know, it's completely irrelevant. So obviously he does not hold the Rebbe, not to mention the fact that there's a Braita that also makes it very clear. Votani Rebbe Yehuda Omer. Here is a, you want to tell me over there he was reporting Allah, whatever, somebody else, the Chachamim Paskin, but here he himself in the Braita tells us what the halacha is in a case where a guy is going to keep not one long nezirut like Rebbe, but multiple nezirut like the Tanakhama, despite the fact that he used the word nazir. And listen to this case. Hareini nazir minyan hilketei kayitz. In the kayitz season, which is the period in which you pick figs, so you make gradually, the figs come into maturity slowly, you put them on the ground, and you make a pile if you're going to be drying them. So you have a certain height of the piles, and during the kayets, the fields used to get filled with these hilketis, which are piles of drying figs. So the guy says, I want to be a nazir like the number of hilkete kayets there are. Or, if it's a Shemitah year, there's so many paths that are crisscrossing fields because I got to keep your field open for people to come in. So he says, I want to be a nazir kiminyan shvilei Shemitah. So then monen nazirut. Kiminyan yelketei kayetz, or kiminyan shvilei Shemitah. Now here is the lashon in which Rebbe Yehuda is saying that he should be now mone, separate nazirot, exactly the way the Tanakhama said. No, don't ask me. Please, don't you see the difference between these two cases? What's the pattern in these two cases? The pattern is minyan. The guy said, as the number of. If you say as the number of, then you're not talking about a single event. You're talking about events as the number of, not the days that are. Because then you just say, kimotachama, that's already the number of years, the number of days in a year, obviously, if you say kimotachama. If you say kiminyimotachama, we're saying, how many nezero do I want to be? Kiminyimotachama. There, Rebbe Yehuda is saying, we think at this point he's saying, that Aliba, even if you hold a Rebbe, the word minyan is the equivalent of saying Naziriot. And therefore, in that case, it's certainly multiple Naziriot.
What territory?
Sorry? Whatever, who knows? Whatever it means. However we're Mepharish. Obviously, it's contextual. You know, if he's living in a particular place or valley, but says the Gemara, but that's not true. Rebbe doesn't hold the word minyan as the equivalent of saying multiple. Mishani leila Rebbe minyan. Well, Tanya, hareini nazir ki minyan yemot hachama. Monen nazirut ki minyan yemot hachama. You have to have multiple naziriyot. Ki mea levana. Monen ki mea levana. Rebbe says, no, not true. It's one nazirut. Achi omar nazirut alai kiminyan yemot hachama kiminyan yemot alavana. So over here he says minyan, and Rebbe's still maintaining exactly the same position that he did in the Reisha connected to Tanakhama. So how can Rebbe Yehuda be holding like Rebbe if Rebbe himself says that that's not true? Minyan is not separate nazirut. We don't mean Rebbe Yehuda holds exactly what Rebbe holds. We mean that Rebbe Yehuda holds that without any other indication, if a guy says, I'm a nazir, he means a single nazirut. The thing is, Rebbe Yehuda holds that any indication that he's talking about multiple, such as he mentions a number, is sufficient to tell us that he means separate nazirut. But in the case that you were asking about, what is it, you were saying, how could I say it's going yefilo alibid Rebbe Yehuda? Because Aliba Rebbe Yehuda kibalo kupa should be a kula. And I'm telling you, that's not true. Because malo kupa definitely is going to have to start in the zeros. A single in the zeros. And once he starts the single in the zeros, he can never get out of the single in the zeros. Because over there he didn't say the word minyan. And over there he didn't say the word naziriot. Or any other indication that he meant separate units. Now you'll say, but Rebbe holds even if it's, so what? So I don't hold of Rebbe in that detail. Rebbe doesn't hold exactly of Rebbe, but he agrees with the central theme of Rebbe, which is the word nazir without any other indication means a single nazirut. That's not what he holds. So Rabbi Yehuda, indeed, he holds of his fundamental halacha. He spoke to Lebechada, but he disagrees with one of the particular dinim. In other words, we saw Lebechada that the fact is that when a person is mekabel on himself this lashon, so then what he was mekabel on himself was particularly a chada nezirut kabbalah. He meant only a single nezirut, but he still argues because part of Lebechada. Because Rabbi Yehuda holds it's a different if you use the word minyan. Shani la moneh. Rabbi lo shani la moneh. But that's a small point. Nonetheless, my determination to make the sugya work out, I feel the libra Rabbi Yehuda, who holds lo machlis adam l'sefek, that I think is still true. Because in this case, he's already stuck with an Aziris, and you're trying to get him out of an Aziris. That's a heck of a different situation than a guy who's not going to be an Uzzer in the first place. You've got to show me where the Aziris went to in order for him to get out of it. And that even Rabbi Yehuda agrees. And there he didn't say Minyan. And there he said Nazir Kimelo Kupa. So there's one long Nazir, and how's he going to stop his Nazir? Now, by the way, initially, In the opening case, where we bring a raya that Alibi Rabbi Yehuda, a person is not nochis atzmo le suffik, where the suffik is chomer than the vadai, right? Because if he says I'll be a monkey's uncle, so then he doesn't want to be a monkey's uncle. He's not a suffik. That's what you're saying.
Let's be sure.
Yeah. Now, the problem is that it isn't really true that he's more chomer than the vadai. Because we're going to see later on, if Tosis has this as a problem, we're going to see later on that there's a simple solution for the guy who is caught in this case. What's he supposed to do if he's caught in this case? What he does is before he starts now the Naziris, he says, you know what? If we have not talked, if what I said before about the kur was actually, there was a hundred kur there. So then fine, then I'm going to be keeping a nazirus for that kur. But if not, then I want to make myself a nazir now. So that way, memonivshach, he's going to be bringing a carbon nazirus. So he's not really caught in a problem. So he says, okay, I said I will be a nazir. I said when I'll be a nazir. I'll be a nazir tomorrow. If, however, that statement was the meaningless statement, I'll be a nazir now. So then when he comes to bring his karbonos, the karbonos say, well, you're not sure you're a nazir. Sure I am. Because I created a situation where if I wasn't a nazir, then I am a nazir. So therefore, I could definitely bring a karbon one way or the other. And if I was a nazir, then I wasn't a nazir the second time. I'd only need to bring one karbon. So everything's fine. In which case, why is the Gemara saying that is being machnas himself into a suffix that is worse than if he had said, it's not worse. He's always got a way out. So the case that's supposed to serve as the model case for the machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, about whether Adam is machnas, that's a suffix, says the Gemara doesn't really work. It says Tosis doesn't really work. Because he's always got a way to get out of that suffix. The Gemara is calling it a suffix where the vadai is going to be less problematic than the suffix. Where is that? So Tosu says the only case will be if he becomes tamei before the second one starts. There you have a problem. If he's a suffix nazir tamei, he can never restart the naziris. But if he said, I'm not sure. So if lemaisa, I was a monkey's uncle, so okay, so then the naziris will begin whatever I said, tomorrow, whatever. If not, I make myself a nazir now. So what happens if today he becomes tummy? Is he a nazir tummy or is he not a nazir tummy? So he's still going to run into possible problems that are very complex halach. If he's a suffix nazir tummy, he cannot be megaleach on karbonas that can't be brought. So he's going to end up with problems, and therefore it's considered to be also a chomer mivado. But it's not as simple as it appears on the surface, but we can create suffix cases.
Is there a difference?
Why does everybody seem tired? Wouldn't that have something to do with daylight savings time, would it?
It might.
Everyone looks like they're just waking up.
Well, it's only 7:30.
It's not insomnia savings time.
What's going on around these parts? I can't believe it. I'll bet you he'll come running in at the right time. In 20 minutes. There's always one guy that doesn't remember he was supposed to change the clock. And I'll tell you, Telstone is a place for it.
Yeah.
All right. On a different time zone. All right, so listen. Let's start now the next segment.
Is there a difference in terms of the safek? Is there a difference whether there's a safek of his nezirut or his tuma? He's got a safek with root?
Yes, in this case, that's because he's got a way out of the safek nezirut.
Right.
By creating a vada situation one way or the other. But there's no way to get out of the safek nezirut. You can't, there's no way to bring your korban. It's called a nazar. Turn around, Bangan. Hareini nazir ko yemei chayai. Hareini nazir olam. In that case, he's a nazir olam. If he says me'al shana or elef shanim, so then he's not a nazir olam, he's a nazir le'olam. That we saw yesterday. The distinction is a very important distinction. He can never be mekel b'seil. Tana rabbanan. Hareini nazir plus one. Hareini nazir plus one means he's k'tu nazirot, moneshtai. If he says, I'm a nazir plus one and more, then obviously he's mona shalosh. I'm a nazir plus one and more and again. So one and more and again makes four. V'shuv ban arba. Yeah, thank you. I also know how to count. Pshita. Ma'o detema v'shuv. And again means grab your partner and start at the beginning. So now we've got three. We had three before. Start all over again. Three plus three is six. So maybe v'shuv means shuv of all series. V'shuv kikulo, in which case avalei sheet, kamash v'lan delo, that in this case we're mefarashit the lashon l'kula. Tana rabbanan hareini nazir. So Sumcha says, look, you remember, guys love to speak Greek. So if this guy is talking Greek, and he's telling you, I'm a nazir hein, that's like a sort of a Jewish pronunciation of, you know, so hein. In hein ela echad ki biyavanit korim. Okay, so then he's a nazir achas. If he's saying I'm a dual nazir, a digo nazir, that's two. If he's a triangular nazir, a trigon, then he's a three-time nazir. If he's a tetragon, then he's a four-time nazir. But if he's a pentagon, they throw him in jail. The pentagon, then he's a five-time nazir. Tan Rabbanan.
Five-star pentagon general.
Tan Rabbanan. Bayit ago, we have the same interesting lashon in the dinim of Nigaim. So if you have a round house or a digon house that's got two walls or a trigon house or a pentagon house, it cannot be metame benegoyim. Now we know why they chose that funny shape. So it cannot be metame benegoyim. Because if you want to keep things secret, you can't have a bar coin and pataka tabayit, and he's gonna take a look at all the naziris, meanwhile open up all the drawers. So they made it a pentagon. How do we know this? And only a tetragon, only a parallelogram over here would be metame ben egoyim. My time.
That's what we mean?
Tetragon is four walls.
Not necessarily.
No, well, any shape of a...
Okay, right. Yeah.
So, my timer...
Any of them all
down? It's open on one end.
Well, at least on one
end. But can you go down? Can you go down?
It can be a sukkah. Turn around, Bono. Abayit, agol, tigo, trigon, pentagon, any betime erigon. Tetragon is betime erigon. How do you know? My timer. Because in the parsha we have two times lemata hu omer kir. It says over there that the kohen should come back bekirot habayit. Now kirot habayit is multiple kirot. So if kir kirot, so minimal of two, right? And lemalo omer the opening ra'at hanega hinei hanega bekirot habayit. So once again, multiple kirot two plus two harekan arba. Hadron aloch kol kinuyei nezirot.
Believe neder. Come to the heilige perek.
Hareini nazir min agro grot. This guy wants to be a nazir, but not from grapes. He wants to be a nazir from other fruits. Min advila. To be continued.
We are steps away from the tetrapilum.
I suppose that's in your neighborhood.
It's all in England. In all England is where the four columns on any Roman city for the east-west road across the north-south road.
That's it.
It's the rule guard. That's the guard.
Romanian?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's Roman.
Then is a nazir shloshim yom. Ima mar stam nazarti, then roim et hakupa, kilu melayach hardal, v'nazir kol yamav, kishitatam, either repetitive or one long. Reini nazir mikan yad makom ploni, and, as we said earlier, he's already on the road. Omdim kama yamim mikan yad makom ploni. Ipachot mishloshim yom, and in the minimum nazir is a shloshim yom. V'im lav nazir kiminyan hayamim, to get there. Hareini nazir kiminyan yimot hachama, mone naziriyot kiminyan yimot hachama. Omar Rav Yehuda, ma'aseh haya, kivan sheishlim, mei. Roin et hakupa kilu melaya chardal, nazir kol yamav, why? Amay lecha ze kilu melaya kishrim v'diluyim, tevi lei takanta. Omar chizke, well, actually, b'machloket shnuya, it's going on the Rav Shimon, who holds that Adam machnis et atzmos davar, shesfeko chamur migadao. And since he said over here, well, I don't know what I meant. So however you guys are mafarish it, we can't say, but that doesn't include some mad pirish that's going to keep him in chains for the rest of his life. It does. The Tanya. Arein vaziro manat shebi krize meakur. V'alachu matzor shenigna o sha'avad. Rabbi Shimon Oser, shesavin izirot lachmir. It's Rabbi Yehuda who's matish. Shesavin izirot lachmir. Says Rabbi Yochanan, why do you have to say that? Over here could work out a figure of Rabbi Yehuda. Hatam lo nachetoy nezirut at all. So he doesn't start in nezirut, but over here, nachetoy nezirut. How is he supposed to get out of a nezirut that he started? So v'mayla shaluki minet. Amaylo, I understand what you're saying. We're saying, l'chazi l'kupa ki'ilu malaya kishar medeloy. So now you wonder whether he has to start in a nezirut. So tavele takant, that's what we're asking. You're not explaining yourself. No, asal kadaita. Nizirutu de kibel alei. The Rebbe Yehuda, Sabalaka Rebbe. The time Rebbe Omer. Ain't zemigalecha kata shoshim yom. Zemigalecha kata shoshim yom. Omer realai nizirut. Kishar nizirut. Kisar roshi hafaras kalayam. What do you mean, Rebbe Yehuda, Sabalaka Rebbe? How can Rebbe Yehuda be Sabalaka Rebbe? Vatana rein nazir kiminyan yimotacham, etc. And Rebbe Yehuda is the one who brings a maisa. Kivan shishlim mate. The Yamit Bishlema Nizirut Kabakabalalai. Saina Taina, the Kivan Shishli Mate. But if you're going to tell me, Chod Nizirut Kibulalai. So, Miavi Hashlama, what's Hashlama? Well, the word doesn't make sense here. Furthermore, Vyod Misavala Karevi, Atan Rebbe Yidama, Reni Nazir Minyan Yokitekayat, or Minyan Shvile Shmita. Mone Nizirut, Minyan Yokitekayat, and Shvile Shmita. That's Minyan. Minyan is shiny. Minyan isn't shiny. I live at Rebbe. Mishani al Rebbe Minyan. Hatani Arini Nazir Kiminyan Yimotachama. Imone Nizirut Kimin Yimotachama. Kime Alvana. One Kime Alvana. Rebbe says, no. Achim Nizirut Avai Kimin Yimotachama. Uch Kiminyan Yimot Alvana. No. No, what Rebbe Yudas, Sabala Kavati Bechada, Pala Kavachada. Who's like, it's exactly the same Shita. Sabala Kavati Bechada, insofar as Nizirut Kibel Aluyim. Upolagalei Bechada, Dilo Rebbe Yudas. Shonilei Mone, if you use the word Minyan. And Rebbe, Lo Shonilei Minyan. That's all. And Rabbana. Hareini Nazir Ko Yimei Chayai. Hareini Nazir Olam. Both the cases already the Nazir Olam. If he says, Afilu Me'a Shana, Afilu Elab Shani, Ein Zeh Nazir Olam, El Nazir Li Olam, but he can't be made. Tan Rabban HaReini Nazir Aviachat, Bona Shtayim, Ve'od, Bona Shalosh, Ve'shov, Bona Arba, Shita, And the Malo Omer Bikirot Abayit, which is Kirot, which is another two. Arekan Arpa. Adron Allah, talking to me.